Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this episode of 1010 Would Recommend, the podcast brought to you, well, by Netflix, but mainly by me, Talani, and...
And me, Gina.
Hello, hello, Gina. How are you today?
Do you know what? I'm doing really well. I'm trying to convince myself, because the truth is that I'm tired and it's rainy, but I'm happy to be alive.
Good. And also, we're not going to be the people that starts off the podcast complaining about British weather. We've been here long enough. We know what it is. It is part of just living in the UK. So we're going to be okay with it, okay?
Yeah, but part of also British temperament is complaining all the time.
All the time.
I feel like I deserve.
All the time.
I actually love complaining about the weather. I'm not going to lie.
It is one of my favourite things about being British, is that I can just complain and it's just a conversation.
Yes.
It's not a complaint. It's just me talking. And there was a great TV show back in the day, and it was on, I think it was on Channel 4, and it was just Grumpy Old Men, it was called.
Ooh,
and it was just a bunch of grumpy
of
men just complaining.
That's what I need.
So good. And I want someone to bring it back. Just have British people just complaining about British things, like getting a carrier bag or paying 5p for it, or refusing to actually pay the 5p and carrying everything on your head so you don't pay for it.
I would love to have another podcast where we just do that. So if Netflix would also like to sponsor that one,
just
I'd be
down. Complain about stuff. Okay, what would be this week's complaint?
Insects, bugs, spiders. You were on the phone with me last night. You heard.
Yes.
I hate spiders so much. Why? Do you know what I hate about spiders? Do you know what? All right. Let me just have a second to complain about this.
Okay, go for it. Go.
So here's what it is. My house, I don't know what it is. Spiders just love it. I don't know whether it's like too, like, I don't know what it is. Cool. And I posted a TikTok about how I hoovered up a spider, and when I looked in the bag, it was still alive, like still like doing the salsa, you know, all that, whatever. Tap dancing in the hoover. Fine. And people were like, oh, you shouldn't kill it. Innocent spider. You know, they only get one life.
Who gets two lives? Who gets
what
two? Do you get two lives?
Do you know what? I'm like, sorry, unless they're going to start paying my mortgage, they're fucking trespassing. They've got to go. Them and the rest of the family.
All of them got to go. I don't believe in not killing insects.
No, I don't either. I'm
like,
so sorry.
I'm sorry. That's my truth. I'm not scared of them. I just don't like them in my space.
Yeah, it does feel disrespectful. That being said, I do have one spider who is, he's sorting out the insects on the windowsill. So I'm leaving him. But
right,
everyone else has got to go.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'd complain about. What about you?
My complaint is a Netflix related complaint, actually.
Direct that to customer support, or
I would like you to tell them directly, or if they're listening, please hear me out. To be fair, it's not just Netflix, it's the whole movie industry is my complaint based at. I just want to know how many more films are going to be based on a young couple buying a lovely house outside the state somewhere, the man or the woman kind of cheating, kind of not, with someone that's an absolute mad person, and then spends the whole time stalking this new couple and trying to kill the partner.
Oh, but I actually really like, if for somebody who hates cheating as a trope in films, I actually love that trope where they cheat or whatever, and then the person
ends
up being crazy.
And then the person's a psychopath and then wants to kill their partner and everything.
Isn't that the synopsis of Beyonce's Obsession? That film that she's in.
Obsession. There's a new one on Netflix called The Intruder. It is of every, it was one with, is it Omar Epson recently? That was on Netflix as well.
And there was one with Brenda Song as well.
How many more of these can we have?
How long's a piece of string?
Like, why do we keep making... Do you know what it is? I think it's because people watch it. I think people watch it every single time.
Yeah.
And I think we watch it because it's a weird payback for cheating in our little heads.
Yeah.
That's what you get. If you didn't cheat, that wouldn't have happened. And maybe it's what we slightly hope for. I mean, I don't hope for whoever my partner cheats on me with to come and try and kill me. But if they want to kill that person...
If they were... Exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah. No, yeah. I think that's what it is. It's a payback thing. And I'm like, it's deserved. I love it. That is my favorite. If they're going to put cheating in a film, it's a bit of stalking.
I can't believe you like that.
Yeah, I really do. Because I don't like cheating. I hate it.
No one loves it, babe.
No, but some people love it. They love it in films. And they love it a bit too much. And it makes me fucking suspicious.
I do like a bit of infidelity in films. Especially when it's an infidelity that's like, they cheat on the real love of their lives. I'm like, fair.
Oh, you mean they cheat with them, you mean?
No, they cheat with, sorry. They cheat with the real love of their lives. I can forgive. Because it's like, of course you would.
Don't we
all have that one person, if they came knocking, if we married someone else, would still cheat? No?
Absolutely fucking not. No, I've got too much trauma to allow it. Honestly, I'll be like, fuck off.
Wait, so give you a scenario. Let's say it's a film. You're married, happily married, living a great life, whatever. Yeah. And then the truest love of your life comes knocking at your door. And
if it's the truest love of my life, why are we not together now?
Because life happens, isn't it? Whatever, let's move on. Cool.
Yeah, okay.
What are you watching this week? Who are we talking to this week? I don't want to get angry.
I'm really excited.
And I mean, so am I. I'm glad that's all calm and collected because I've made a fool out of myself.
So Too Hot to Handle season 2 is out. For those who don't remember what Too Hot to Handle is about, the premise is that extremely hot people get together on an island and they're not allowed to have any sexual contact whatsoever, which ranges from having sex to as small as kissing, even a little bit too much dry humping. They don't love it.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed. You get punished. There's a pot of money and you get less money the more you do those kind of things. But we are speaking to Marvin and Melinda.
This is very exciting for us. We can't wait to talk to them. We can't wait to see what they're about. They are both extremely attractive human beings. Both me and Gina probably should have made an effort for this interview, but here we are. It's going to be fine.
Too Hot to Handle is back with a bang.
Welcome to the party!
We've got 10 new super hot sizzling singles.
It's gonna be a sexy summer, man.
Usually what I look for in a guy is just like a one night hangout.
For those of you who need reminding, there is to be no kissing, no heavy petting, and no sex.
Yo, we are too hot to handle!
Okay, firstly, you both look stunning.
You look incredible, both of you. Thank oh, my goodness. Wow.
I mean, more Melinda, less Marvin, no offence.
No shade.
But you look all right. But Melinda, you look beautiful. And you kept beautiful the whole show.
Thank you so much.
The first question me and Gina both have to ask is, how did you keep your makeup matte?
I have no idea. I guess I wear a good primer from Milk, and I also wear the Savage X Fenty. That's the Savage primer. Rihanna had it on point. But she kept me matte and just sick throughout the whole day. Even when it was really hot, 80 degrees, didn't move not one bit.
Shit. Is that a beauty podcast?
We have to know, Marvin. We've got the goods. It's sunny in the UK. We need to know.
Do you know what it is? Marvin is feeling left out. Don't worry, Marvin.
Keep talking about makeup, no problem.
We will get to you, Marvin. How are you guys? How are you post-show? How are you two? Are we still loving?
Done it from a distance because of COVID the distance. Paris, we got New York City, so we're loving from a distance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but still loving, still.
Okay, so what does distant loving look like?
It's like, it's been a little bit complicated because like we just got out from the show and like it was whole like a fairy tale because like we were like together every day and we built that whole relationship. It was like just amazing. And when we went home, you know, with the time and we were like away with the corona and everything, we couldn't meet each other. So at a certain time it was like, all right, we're going to just like see how it goes and like try to meet up. But like since that time in the villa, we didn't meet up. So
can I just say how much I appreciate it? Because you know what? It's only until I watched this season that I realized how much I had not seen this. I was literally begging for you both to get together. I was like, please. But I was like, Marvin, Melinda is literally the most beautiful person there. Please, Marvin, please, get together. And then when you were together, I was like, oh my goodness, the power couple, the black power couple, glistening in the sun. And the way the melanin just got enriched during the episodes, I was like, yes. I absolutely love, oh my gosh, I loved it so much. I just wanted to personally say that I was a huge fan from the beginning. And both of you.
Do you know what it is? We watch loads of like these kind of shows, like Villa, hot people, beautiful people getting together. And unfortunately for us and the shows that we've watched, history has shown us that black women don't get picked.
Yes.
And it's been really sad to watch, especially just to, like, as a black woman ourselves, just like, oh, come on, pick, like, look at her. She's beautiful. Exactly. Sort of thing. So did you have those reservations before going in, Melinda? What was you, like, what was you thinking?
Oh my God, 100%. When I first got to the villa, I was like, oh my God, I hope someone likes me, which is weird because I never have that mindset. But after seeing a bunch of shows like Love Island and seeing like how there's maybe one black girl and she's having a hard time finding a connection and love and being picked, that was my biggest concern with going on Too Hot to Handle, that someone, I will be that one person that won't have anyone and that no one will like me. That was my biggest concern.
And it doesn't show to real life because, like, I mean, I go to the black club, so of course I get looked at, but sometimes in the big world, it doesn't reflect all the time. But Marvin, what was it about Melinda that made you feel like, yeah, okay.
Make it good, Mara, make it good. Don't leave nothing out.
We want every detail, top to bottom.
No, the first day when I came in, I was like, yeah, this is the first girl I want to, like, get to know. But, like, still is. I don't want to get, like, too involved yet. But, like, this is the first one I was feeling comfortable with. Like, the conversation was flowing. And I just felt comfortable. So I wanted that to, like, carry on. But after that, we know we have two big tempers. So we fought a lot. And me, I needed time also, like, to just get involved in everything. You know, before the show, I've only been in one relationship for a long term. So it was quite hard. We didn't understand every time. But at the end, it was just like even better because, like, of all we've been through.
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, that was a person that you wanted to get to know and it took some time because you both did play some games with each other a little bit.
There was definitely a lot of games going on.
There was a lot of games on both sides. I'll be honest, Melinda, I'm saying to you as well. Both of you. But you managed to get together in the end. What is it when you were both sort of like, oh, I'm not sure, I want to wait and see how it goes, etc., etc.? Did you both know, like, being honest, did you both know that you just always wanted to end up together, but you just wanted to sort of play it cool?
Oh, I was that girl. Like, I know I'm gonna have him. Like, I'm in my mind, I knew I was gonna have him. It was just the process of getting him because he knew I wanted him. He pushed me away, and I never give up. So I was still fighting for that, but I was also keeping my options open on the side. But I was still fighting for that. So it was so hard. It was like a tug of war with Marvin, which I liked his little games. But then I got tired. I got real tired.
I agree, all do. Marvin, I actually have a question for you. And just be wary that you are representing all men right now as I ask this question. So answer wisely. Does making a guy jealous work?
Yes, that's a good question, does it?
It depends. It depends on the girl. But, like, my situation with Melinda, it definitely worked. Like, when she was talking to someone else, I was like, I was pissed. Like, really? I'm trying not to show it, but, like, it worked. It worked with me.
So does it only work when you like the girl?
No, I think just, like, when you like someone, sometimes you don't realize it and, you know, some stuff have to happen. So you get like the wake up call, like, oh yeah, I definitely like her and I don't want to see her with someone else. I wouldn't accept that. I wouldn't, like, I couldn't stay in the villa and she's with someone else. Like,
oh,
that's that good male ego come into play.
Yeah.
Like, great male ego.
Ooh.
Okay, so not to air out our business, but me and Gina have been single for a while.
Yeah, just a little bit of time. Just a pandemic and then some.
So, I mean, you guys are both incredibly hot and beautiful people. And we just wanted some tips from you for us in terms of how do we play this game correctly? How do we attract a guy from across the room? If we like someone in a room from us, how do we attract them? What are the tips and the tricks to get what you want? Because you both got what you wanted.
My tips are be yourself. Don't try to change who you are to attract what you think he might want. For me, I stay true to myself, my silly, funny, sexy self. And I saw, like, obviously Marvin was hot. So my plan was not to go after him too quick. Kind of like flirt, give a little eye contact, smile, laugh at his jokes, even if they're corny, and just and just go with the flow. Be yourself.
Nice. Okay. And Marvin, do you, I know that you gave the question to Melinda, but as somebody with a French accent, How much do you, because I know at least like when we go to America as British people and with a British accent, we get told that, you know, the English accent is going to be something that people like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can kind of use that to your advantage. Marvin, how often do you lean on that French accent to make you unique and special and appealing?
Every time, like every time, every 2-3 sentences, like, use a French kind of accent, a strong French accent, something.
Yeah,
just a little bit, you know. Just
yes, no, because we do that too, like as Brits. Like, so
you remember I'm French, but not every time, but like just remember.
Yeah, you can't. You just pepper them little French phrases in there, so they
know. It got me
special. Yeah,
I was sold.
Just to talk a little about the show. So the whole premise of the show is that you're like, you are beautiful people who have a lot of money at stake to not kiss, hug, fondle, wank, sleep with each other, all everything that comes under the sexual touching category. How hard was it really? Because as someone watching it, I'm like, it's the 100K guys. Just stop touching each other. What is wrong with you? Why was it so hard?
For me, it was hard because I'm always used to getting what I want. So to have rules saying that I can't have this made me want it more. And I'm sharing a bed with a really hot 6'4" Parisian.
Yeah, you
and
are.
You expect me not to want a cop of Phil?
I would never pass up that chance. I can't even lie.
Come on
like,
now.
I can't believe that. I don't even blame you.
Girl, okay. And you expect me not to cop of Phil in the blanket?
Let's go.
Like, Lana, I like you, Lana, but I like him more. Like, girlfriend. So it was hard.
Yeah. Money's there to be made. You can make the money again. It's fine. I'll work harder.
Thank you. Money comes and goes, but experiences and memories last forever. And I value that way more than money.
And you two lost the most money in one go. You know, this will be out enough times so that it won't be a spoiler, because you did lose the most money. When that happened, how nervous were you the next day to tell your fellow cast members that you had lost that amount of money? Because at the time, I guess you didn't know how much you were going to be penalized for.
Yeah, but I think when you're watching the show, you don't realize how much pressure you can get. And I was like, oh, it's a TV show. It's nothing. But when you're in it and you lose, like, money, and you know you have to confront everybody, like,
yeah,
it's quite hard. Like, you can even, like, some days, Melinda and I, we were feeling like by ourselves and like just separated from the group because like we did messed up too much. So
yeah,
it was lots of pressure, but like,
oh, 100%. Yeah. Like you felt it. You felt it in the air. You felt the animosity towards us.
Exactly. But we handled
it. Faces.
Yeah.
Rolling up and down.
I definitely saw it. I feel like even watching it, I was like, oh God, it was so uncomfortable. And you just looked like you'd been told off and then had to like skulk away. I mean, luckily you did, as you said, and made it worth a while, and it was a worthwhile connection. But I was like, just like looking under. Yeah. Anyway.
Was it a worthwhile connection? Was it worth losing that money?
Yeah, it was an investment. You know, when you build a business, you spend a lot of money for it. And I feel like Melinda and I spent a lot of money, but we came out with a lot more than anybody else. So
I actually really hear what you're saying, Marvin. They're giving you a hard time. I get what you're saying. It was an investment into a longer, more fulfilling. Yeah.
Yes, Marvin. All right. You saved yourself.
We have a secret for you both. So this is our second episode on Too Hot to Handle. And I'm going to say it now just to clear the room. And Melinda, I'm sorry to do this to your man in front of you. But me and Gina were sending each other voice notes about how attractive you are, Marvin. It's when you walk. I'm sorry, Melinda. You can cut your eye at me if you want. You can, whatever you need to do. But
wait, say it, say it. Because I might agree.
Because Gina sent the voice note. She was like, a man is going to walk into that room and you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about as soon as he walks in. And then as soon as Marvin walked in, I said, I know exactly who you are talking about. And I need to know everything about him, sort of thing. So I just thought I should clear the air and just let you know how attractive we all find you in this room.
So hot.
How does that feel for you to carry the weight of attractiveness on your shoulders consistently, Marvin?
He does. He carry it well. Let me ask you,
the burden.
No, just being attractive is just like working on yourself, working on your body, like trying to look good, trying to dress good. Like, it's important, like, for for you to feel confident and just do the right thing to be attractive. So
it's a question for the both of you. What do you feel like you learned from the experience and being in the show?
I've learned to be patient and not try to constantly get things my way. Mm. I've learned to kind of just take a step back and evaluate the situation and not try to go, well, I want this. I want it now on my terms. Because I always get what I want. But Marvin has taught me, relax, be patient, and good things will come. You just got to let it flow. And I've never been told that. So for me, it was a big, big learning step for me. And yes. Marvin, I thank you for that. You taught me patience.
And Marvin, what about you? What did you learn from the experience? Because you, and again, this won't be a spoiler, hopefully, but if you haven't finished it, please turn it off now for 5 seconds. You won the entire show.
Yeah.
So, you know, what have you taken? I mean, other than the money, what have you taken away from the experience?
I've taken a lot, like just learning to like get interesting in people. Like, because me, I'm sometimes self-centered. Like, I think a lot about myself, my stuff, my, you know, my company, like my business and stuff. And like during this whole retreat, I've learned to like look at someone, not from what they are physically, but like for what they are inside. And I felt like the connection we had with Melinda was like just built from that whole process. Aww. And I feel like, yeah, it was just a great experience. And I think it was just really becoming better and just looking to people and looking to yourself. Like, so, yeah.
Got a tear in my eye. Hold on.
That was a beautiful answer. That was a really beautiful answer.
That's so nice, Marvin.
Don't mess up the beautiful makeup, Melinda. You literally look right. 20 million right. out
My
ten.
Lashes are $30. Don't worry. I can only get 3 words out of these, all right? I'm on my third time.
Oh, that is so lovely to hear and lovely to see your reaction as well, Melinda. That's really, really sweet. Because you know what? Sometimes when you watch these things, you don't believe the relationships are genuine. You're like, oh, it's just right. a show and they're just going for right. it. So it's actually quite nice to see a genuine reaction and be like, no, like you feel this way about each other.
Yeah.
And obviously the pandemic has kind of ruined dating for everybody. Like it's affected everybody and everything like that. We're back in light. So before the show, what was your lot's dating life like? How did you used to take dating? How did you approach it? Were you ever in anything serious or anything like that?
Me, not at all. Like, just me, I'm the kind of person, I don't think about like getting into a serious relationship or just flirting. I just want to get to know people. And if we spend 2 days, 3 days, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year together, it's great. But me, for myself, I've been just in one relationship for 2 years. And all the rest was just like flirting and just, you know, nothing serious. But I never thought about, yeah, I want to get into a serious relationship or not. It just happens. You just meet people, and if it's the right one, you can meet her like at 20 years old, 30 years old. You just right. stay with that person. But don't, right. I don't like people forcing relationships.
Yeah.
I want to throw the question to you also, Melinda, but I had a quick question on that, Marvin. Do you both think, based on how you used to date prior to the show, that, because I think in those kind of situations, you know, you're on a beautiful island, you know, as you said, like there were moments where it felt like it was just the two of you. And it's not often that you actually get that when you're outside of those right. environments. Like you don't get the chance all the time, unless it's a lockdown, to just be the two of you and things like that. Do you think that you both would have progressed with like a relationship outside of scenario so quickly?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Because it's, for one, like being in the real world is different. There's, for me, I get distracted. There's distraction. We have things going on in our personal lives that we have to attend to. So if right. Marvin and I were to like be a couple outside, if we weren't on the show, it would have been difficult.
Yeah.
Like, really difficult.
Yeah.
It would have been hard, 100%.
Like,
Marvin has things going on. I have things going on. But since we were on an island secluded, it was just us, it was easy. It was easy to just focus on each other and understand each other and talk to each other and get to know each other. So I felt like I really got to see Marvin. Marvin really got to see me. And there was no distractions besides the rule breaks and all the other stuff. But yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
100%.
The real world is difficult. Marvin might got distracted by some other chick. I might get distracted by some other guy. I would have been getting mad. It would have been really hard.
I don't even know if we would have tried something.
Right.
Outside. like, and this is the great thing about the show. Like, it also amplifies a lot because, like, you're inside and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, like, connected. Like, you, I don't think you can get that in the real world. Like,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was really jealous. I was like, damn, they look so tanned and lovely. I was just like, must be bloody nice. I'm sitting in the UK, it's bloody raining, and I'm just looking at you like, the skin is glistening. I'm like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was great. It was great. Melinda, what about you? How did you used to date prior to being on the show?
Ooh. Prior to being on the show, I used to go out a lot, drink a lot, and just, like, I love to flirt. I'm a big flirter. So I always, again, got what I wanted. So, and for me, I didn't care. But since being off the show, oh, I did a whole 360 turnaround completely. I don't drink. I don't go out as much as I used to. Oh, no, no, no. I don't go out as much as I used to. Well, even though it was COVID, I still don't even go out.
Yeah.
But it's just like, now I see things in a whole different light thanks to the show. Like, now I will go out and I will want to get to know somebody. I want to talk. Mm. I don't want to go to a bar on a first date. I want to go for a walk in the park. I want to go rock climbing. I want to do fun activities versus getting drunk and then go hook up. For me, that's off the table. Good. Yeah.
That's nice.
I won't even suggest a bar.
So you build in deeper relationships now, like deeper, more intense 100%. Relationships.
Yep.
Really nice.
Yeah. But still keeping it fun.
Of course. It has to be done. I was going to ask you both, what's been your favorite memories from the show? So one memory that you think every time you think about it, it makes you smile, it makes you laugh, or whatever it makes you feel, but your favorite memory from the show?
My favorite memory was on the boat with Marvin, when we really got a chance to leave the retreat from everyone and really just have our time together and talk and really, really get to know each other. At that moment, I was like, wow. Like, my heart was fluttering. I was happy. The moment was beautiful. He looked good. The six pack was out. The
teeth true. Were perfectly yeah, white. Ooh, you both look fantastic. You both. Oh,
I was ready to risk it all.
Gina, calm down.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Gina.
No, Melinda, I was saying you look good too. Hold on.
Oh, wait, Gina. You want me too? Wait. Is that not her?
She does. She was really into that moment as much as you were. Yeah. Marvin, what was your favorite memory?
My favorite moment was my first green light. It was about the whole day because we had a workshop just before when I opened up, talking about my family, my relationship with my mom, my father not being there. And then we just like had a time with Melinda on that like rock. And there was just the two of us, the we were seeing the sea, and like it was just unbelievable, like a timeless moment. And I had my green light and we kissed. It was just like unreal. And I feel like this is the kind of like timeless moment you're gonna remember your whole life. Just the feeling is just like crazy.
Oh, Marvin, I said to start with the sweet stuff. Like, so cute. My damn lashes, god damn it.
Oh my gosh, she can't cope. It's so cute.
You lot make it look like I might try to find love in a relationship, maybe. maybe it's time. And it might be time. So we always ask our guests to give us a recommendation on Netflix, so a TV show or film, whatever that they've watched on Netflix that they love and they think other people would love. So of course we're gonna 10/10 would recommend Too Hot to Handle, of course. But aside from that, is there any shows that you guys have been watching that you love that you'd recommend to our audience?
I would say Love Island. I like Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I watched that a lot, and I'm just like, oh, this is great. This is juicy. Wait, she left who? Wait, she's with my heart be pounding. I'm like, oh god, this is spicy.
You watch a UK version as well?
Yes, I watch all of them.
Nice, very nice. Marvin?
Me, I would say like I can say series and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like La Casa de Papel.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Money option.
English.
Good taste.
Yeah, this one, Narcos.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. We have the same taste.
This one.
Melinda. Wow. The connection. Let me go to that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That's a really good option. They're really good options. Oh, mm-hmm. I had one more question to ask you, and it's about Lana.
Oh, God. That bitch. This fucker. Goddamn.
Did you ever get, I just kept thinking, like, when people were doing stuff and getting caught and doing stuff and getting caught and doing stuff and getting caught, I was wondering whether you just considered turning her off, just fucking her out. I don't know whether anyone ever, did anyone ever do that? I would have done that. Did you?
Turn the liner off?
Yeah.
I might have thrown my bra over her head to like cover her eyes.
Lana, don't watch this. It's grown people stuff.
Yeah, I might have thrown the bra over her little cone. It's a turnaround.
Yeah, just annoying sometimes. Just like every day she was saying, oh, you lost that money, that money, that. It was a never ending like nightmare, I would say. But like,
okay, well, this was great. Honestly, amazing. I don't have anything else to say. I really enjoyed speaking to you.
Thank you guys so much.
So, so great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wish you guys all the luck. And if you ever want to come to London, we're here. We'll take you out. It'll be great.
We will.
Yeah, please do. Thank you please guys do. So much.
All right, I'll see you.
Bye.
Oh my God. It's not just about sex, it's way deeper.
If this is what love feels like, I don't ever want to lose it.
Cheers to a deep chat and cheers to deep penetration.
Oh, would you look at that? Me and Marvin have the same TV taste.
Don't beg it. Don't be that person that is holding on to any little thing to be like, this is why we should be together. Because we both like films and TV. Who doesn't? Whatever.
Yeah, that was great though.
Yeah, it was very nice to talk to them. I'm not convinced they're still together. I don't know if that's hope for me to still be with Marvin, but I'm just not convinced by it. But hey, what do I know?
We're waiting in the wings. If you need an understudy. If you need an understudy, we're here. Sister wives.
Oh, gosh. Okay, what are your recommendations this week? What have you been watching? Which one of people them to watch?
Okay, so I actually have two recommendations.
Oh, okay.
So the first one is more so something that has been popping on the internet that if you've seen people talking about, I can give you more insight into what it's about.
Okay.
So this one is called Bo Burnham Inside.
If you'd have told me a year ago that I'd be locked inside of my home.
So if you don't know who Bo Burnham is,
I don't.
He started as a YouTuber, he's a really, really popular YouTuber, also like does comedy, that kind of stuff. But then he went on to like make films. So he made this really popular and really good film called Eighth Grade, which is like a coming of age film about this young girl who's in eighth grade.
I love coming of age films.
Yeah, it's a really good film.
One of my favourite films is Little Miss Sunshine. What's that? What's it?
Oh, yeah.
One of my favourite films. I love coming of age films.
If you liked that, I think you'd really like Eighth Grade.
Okay.
And so he's made this, I guess it's a comedy special, but it's kind of dark because he's very introspective in it. But he's made this comedy special that takes place during the pandemic, the lockdown. And all of it is filmed, written, created, directed, etc., in the confines of his house. So all of it is based in him being inside.
Okay.
If you're not a big musical number person, you may struggle to get into this little bit. I would say persevere, but it is a lot of the comedy is done through music and him, his songs and stuff like that. So he will burst into song. That is something to know.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. I was like, I may lose you on this.
Yeah, I hate musicals.
But the thing is, it's not a musical. He's just communicating it through music. And also, the songs are very satirical. So he's got like one song called White Woman's Instagram. and it is funny. It's like he makes a lot of good observational jokes, really good observational comedy, in my opinion. So if you've heard of Bo Burnham and you're a fan, you should give that a show a try.
Okay.
If you haven't heard of him, but you've seen it on the internet, you just want to see what it's about, definitely give that a watch. But I have a second recommendation.
Okay.
Which I think you might like a little bit more.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Never Have I Ever Season 1?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah.
So Never Have I Ever season 2 is coming out. When this podcast comes out, I think it will be about a week or so until it comes out. So there's some time, if you haven't watched it, to watch season 1.
When you're old and on your deathbed, whose naked body do you want to be picturing?
Wouldn't I be thinking about my kids and grandkids and stuff?
No, that's a myth.
This is my last chance for an American high school boyfriend.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Paxton. That's why I have to figure out my boy situation stat.
What's the alternative? You just date 2 guys until you move to India?
Ben gets my super brainy side. Paxton gets my mega horny side.
You kissing? Your father's ashes have barely begun to drift out to sea.
I just got overcome with emotion.
What are you gonna do at my funeral? Just have sex on top of my grave? I pray it's a closed casket.
Pay attention, eyes on me.
The premise of this is that a young girl called Devi, she is American, but her culturally she's Indian. Her father dies and she's like sort of...
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah,
it was so beautiful. Yeah, it was really, really nice. And she's sort of, in season 1, she's like getting through that and like those emotions, and she's really angry and she's sad and she's all these things. And there's lots of like flashbacks to moments with her dad and stuff. And it's really sweet. And the tension between her mum and her with her father not being there anymore, blah blah. So that's the first season. But when this second season, it's less about that loss, even though that's still very prevalent, and more about, okay, who is the teenager that she's going to be? So like, she's got boy issues, she's got all this kind of stuff, and it becomes more into its own in terms of like a YA fun teen show. And it's just a really good, nice watch. Like, Mindy Kaling's behind it, the script is good, it's funny. It's really fun. I really, really like it. So I've been watching that, and that's been really good too.
I do love a YA type thing, a YA book, a YA show, a YA film.
I think you'll really, really like the second season. I really like it a lot.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
What about you?
A film. I've got 2 films actually to suggest. The first film is, I'm sure everybody's seen it now because it's been trending for weeks and weeks, Fatherhood.
Excuse me. She's been like crying for hours.
Sorry, but this is a group for new mothers.
On that sign out there, it says parents. I'm a parent and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Girl's got some stuff flying out of ass. She can either hit you with a streamer or she'll buckshot you. It's a quick whop. I need help.
I don't know how you're gonna do this.
If you could have only one parent, I wish you could have had your mom. Because she would have been better at it. And mommy was the best.
It is such a lovely film. When what I say, I'm not spoiling it, this is like in the trailer. It's basically about a father who has to look after his kid by himself because the mother dies at childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has this child that he has to deal with. Not to deal with, that sounds bad. No, vibes. He has his kid he has to deal with. But yeah, he has to raise his child by himself. It's just lovely. And it's been such a long time that I've watched a lovely film. Do you know, like, films are so, like, traumatizing now. And they take you through loops. And, like, you kind of know exactly what's going to happen. You kind of know it all. But it's just really nice. It's that a nice really film. Nice. Like, I cried in the first 10 minutes of it, of course. And then afterwards, you're just kind of watching this, like, father and child like grow a relationship, and it's all the things I wish I had. It was just lovely.
Here's my question for you. So Kevin Hart stars in this film, right?
Yes, he's the lead.
How is he, because I've only ever seen him doing comedy, and this sounds like quite a sad, or at least it has emotional moments in the film. How is he with doing that more emotional side?
Do you know, I genuinely think this is the best I've seen him do in the film.
Really?
Like, ever. And I've watched quite a few films because he does big, massive blockbusters, which you can't avoid. So I think this, and then followed by About Last Night, is probably the 2 films I've seen him that I was like, he's so good in them. He's really good in this. And I think, do you know what it is? I think because he's a father himself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just see it. It feels genuine. It feels believable. And I know this sounds really like the little girl was a dark-skinned baby, and that makes me so happy. Like, you just don't see that often. Like, so much films and TV have 2 dark parents, and somehow, miraculously, they have a mixed race child. Somehow.
That's actually so true.
Every single time. But she's, like, a dark-skinned little girl, which is brilliant. And there's little parts of it where you can see her, like, look to camera, just because she's a child. But it's, like, she's an adorable child actress. I absolutely love the film. It was nice. And I think I'll watch it again, because it was just a nice film.
I watched it,
and I'd, like, ordered, like, a breakfast takeaway, and I just sat there watching it in my little takeaway. It was lovely. I had a great time watching that.
That really enjoyed that.
And the other one is called Kambili, The Whole 30 Yards, which is a Nollywood film.
I dreamt that I was going to be my own boss lady, all powerful.
Kambili, you are late again.
Erica, I did not raise you this way, girl.
My grandma practically raised me.
I heard that.
My bag!
What is wrong with you?
Camille, did they swear for you?
Give me my final warning letter.
Final what? Final what?
And like all Nollywood films, it's about someone who is about to be 30 and is unmarried, of course, because that's what Nollywood is. And how all the pressure and, you know, all of this, and she can't wait to get married, all of this. But it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's and I say brilliant in terms of it's Nollywood brilliant. It's a really good film. The actors in it are really good. Sorry, I know it sounds like I'm bad mapping Nollywood, but like, it's not always great. But yeah, it's done really well. It looks really well. And it's a nice film. So I would recommend that as well. It's called Ken Billy, The Whole 30 Yards. And it's the language is English. So it'll be fine.
Nice. Good recommendation. We've got a lot for people to watch there.
I think we have. And it's quite varied as well.
Very varied. Very varied.
I absolutely love that I get to like watch shows on Netflix, and like part of my gig is to tell people to watch it. Like JP really like makes me so happy.
Especially because you already watch so much TV.
Exactly. Now I just get to like tell other people about it on a platform. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Netflix.
Thank you so much, Netflix.
Thank you, Netflix. And thank you guys for listening. Be sure to tell more people to listen to it and get more recommendations. We are here on Fridays. Every episode drops. And be sure to use the hashtag 1010 would recommend. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to leave the people with this week, Gina?
Do you know what? I wanted to shout somebody out.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to, but her name is, have you seen her tweet? And her name is Ola.
Ola is amazing. Ola is absolutely brilliant.
She tweets absolutely
brilliant. And do you know what? I've got a story about Ola that I just have to tell. So first lockdown, right?
Okay.
First lockdown's happened. She's from the same area as me, actually. I didn't know her before this. First lockdown's happened. You know, all the hair shops were closed. Mm. And my hair was in a dire state. And I just wanted to do some braids, but I didn't have enough extensions at home.
Okay.
Of course, all of the hair shops closed. I'd started my braids and extensions done. And my hair was half braids, half my natural hair.
Nightmare.
And I tweeted, I was like, I'm not being funny or anything, but is anyone in the Essex area that's got extensions? It was a desperate time and a time for community.
Yeah.
And then she replied, she was like, yeah, I have. So she like left some braids and extensions outside of her house for me, and I picked it up.
Oh my God.
It was so lovely. And at the time as well, I'd like gone to like Asda to look for a barefoot wine, and I couldn't find any because it all run out because everybody bought all of the alcohol. Oh. And she had like a bottle, and she gave me a bottle of her wine as well.
She's
genuinely like the nicest human being ever.
She's,
I know,
so
right?
Nice. What the hell?
She's brilliant.
Well, she's amazing.
So shout Ola every single time.
Honestly, shout Ola every single time, because every single time I look at that hashtag, she tweets every episode.
It's brilliant. Like, I think she's great.
Thanks so much, Queen. So shout out to her. I just had to give her flowers because she's keeping me going.
We appreciate you, honey.
At least somebody's listening. She's listening to us. She loves us. That's the only thing that I had to add, really.
Okay. And I'd like also to leave people with, Marvin is as good looking as you think he is.
Yeah, that's facts, that's what, actually.
Yeah. Be too hot to handle, be beautiful, be you, guys.
Not the fucking motivational speech.
It's the motivational speech. Be too hot to handle. Because that can mean so much,
yet
so little.
And also, be here next week when we're talking about Fear Street.
I love what you did there. You are a sensational host. These lot are taking me out of my comfort zone. It's all I'm saying. And I'm going to do plenty of prayers before going into it.
Yeah, as you should. I'm very interested to see what Tamani's face is when we tell her what's in store. So get excited, everyone.
So yeah, if you're here for anything next week, it's for me to be uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Is why you should be here. But yeah, I have been Talani. I can't remember how I introduced myself when we first started. But here's the thing about having two names. It can go both ways. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tolly_T.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok at SmileGina. And you can find Netflix UK at Netflix UK on all platforms. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.